Hello, this is Angie.
And this is Celeste.
And this is Double Brain Think Tank. I thought we were going to say that together, but...
Oh, and this is Double Brain Think Tank.
Nah, it's over.
Oh, my God.
We can't do it anymore.
Okay, well, yeah,
episode is ruined.
It's just in. It's over.
It's so over.
No, Celeste, it's actually been nice out recently. You know, my room still doesn't have a curtain, so I just wake up with the sun, which, you know, I think that's the way God intended.
Probably,
You know,
God wanted you to burn your corneas.
You know, when it starts hurting.
Problems.
When it starts to hurt to lie down.
That's when you get up.
That's when you know.
That's when you know you have to get up.
Exactly.
I have a curtain, so I can't really relate.
Yeah. I mean, well, you also have a very crazy schedule.
I do. I work 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. for those unaware.
Yeah, and that's, you know, unconscionable, really. I don't know. I mean, you know, you wake up, you know, what hour do you need to sleep to? Oh, you only need to sleep to, like, 9. Never mind. Actually, that's fine. You're doing okay.
I only need to sleep to, like, 12 p.m.
12? Oh, you stay up a few hours?
No. It just takes me a while to walk home and stuff. Like, it's not like I immediately go to bed.
It takes you hours to walk home.
No, it doesn't.
You get up at 1 and you get home at 1:20.
If I'm lucky, I get off at 1:20. It's more like 1:30.
Really? Do they pay you for the extra hour?
No, I'm talking about the walk home.
Oh, it takes you that long? I thought it was only a 20-minute walk.
It's nighttime and it's cold, so it takes longer.
So you take, like, pigeon baby steps?
Kind of.
Yeah, I was just thinking the other day, like, the way that a sneaker fits on a chicken's foot is totally different. Because they're, like, weird claw things.
They're talons.
Yeah, they're talons, thank you.
Yeah.
People call them chicken feet for a reason. You know, because they're the feet of the chicken. But talon is a good word. Remember that guy who was in the spelling bee? And you said, like, talons, like, in Napoleon Dynamite or whatever.
Yeah, I do remember this.
I was, like, breaking down laughing.
Yeah.
That was such a thing for me. I don't even remember why that was funny.
Yeah, I don't remember why either.
Mm-hmm.
I love that our cats are so talkative. I don't know many people with very talkative cats.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're certainly eventful.
I don't know. I mean, they're kittens.
They're having constant quick time events in the hallway.
Quick time events.
Like, they'll, like, knock over a
press X.
Bunch of litter, and I'll be like, "Hey, why did you do that?"
Because they didn't.
And they won't even. They
didn't do the quick time event.
They can't answer for
fast enough. The quick time event was not fast enough.
The thing is, I hear them in the hallway, and I'm like, I know that they're just doing that because they can hear us talking. And
yeah.
Like, low key jealous as fuck.
Yeah, they just want to be part of the conversation, which I guess I understand.
I get that. You know, yeah. They all want to be part of the conversation.
Yeah, the twin conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Or any you know, I hear people talking in public. I'm like, hey, actually, I have something to say about this, you know?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Facts. I recently went to California for 10 days, and it was good.
She smoked she was not smoking anything.
Exactly. Yeah, we're very PG and wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to Highland Park, which is where Billie Eilish is from.
And there's also a market there, isn't there?
No, I think that's just, like, one place in Connecticut.
Oh, I thought it was, like, a chain.
I have no idea, honestly.
I think it's a chain.
I have, you know.
I hear they have a store there that's, like, sodas. It's, like, just soda.
In California?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, they have that in Philadelphia, too.
In that area. What? They have that in Philly, too?
Yeah.
What the hell? There's a store of just soda, like, different types of soda?
Yes, and it's, like, a million different kinds of sodas.
What the fuck? I want to go there.
Yeah, there's probably one in New York, if we're being honest. They're not that uncommon.
I didn't know that they
were
common.
You just need to Google.
I thought that was the only one in the whole world.
You need to Google this.
I thought that was the only one in the whole entire world.
You need to put in the work and research.
Oh, I need to put in the work on Google.com.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not.
That's research mama.
Yeah, that's exactly the Hispanic scholarship on this research mama.
That's research mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The soda scholarship.
People say that,
mama.
But it's like, do I always have internet access? What if my phone's dead? You know, like, you're making a lot of implications about my resources, the things that are available to me.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
But it's like, you know, I don't know, if Gina Rodriguez were in the same room as me, I'd be like, hey, you know, could you research this for me?
Yeah, she probably, you know, she seems like a great person.
No, I don't know her.
I don't know her
either. She's not my mom.
She's not. She couldn't be.
What if she were my mom?
You'd probably look different, I think.
No, I think I would look exactly the same.
You're right.
Thank you.
All Puerto Rican babies look the same.
Yeah, is she 100% Puerto Rican?
I don't know. I don't know her history.
Like, you know, maybe I'm more. I don't know.
Maybe. It's possible.
I mean, what does that even mean?
That means nothing, to be honest.
Exactly.
Like, saying I'm 100% Puerto Rican is like saying I'm 100% like
American.
Yeah. I mean, that could actually, if you're Native American, I guess it could really actually
mean something.
Yeah, but
like nobody is really, unless they're on a reservation, in which case they're like, God, I wish that things turned out better.
I don't know. There are definitely people who are Native American not on reservations.
Yeah, because they they got their bag together, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know if it's like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like that either. I'm just guessing. That's all we can really do, pontificate.
No, I think you could ask people. I think there's always people you could ask about stuff.
What the fuck am I gonna ask?
I don't know, someone who lives on a reservation.
I'm gonna DM. I'm gonna be like, you know, at everyone Discord server, does anyone here live on a reservation? Yeah.
It's possible, or, you know, you could just go to one.
I could go to Reddit. And then get told by, like, some, like, guy who definitely doesn't, like, the shit that he's doing.
Yeah, and then you can have a false sense of knowledge and understanding.
I mean, that's fine because, you know, at least I'm getting somewhere. You know, the illusion has transformed and that's me on my path to knowledge.
Well, it's not even knowledge, it's just lies.
It's lies, but I'm on my path to knowledge.
Yeah. I guess so. Even
as I gain more information, false and not, you know, I will be able to greater discern the things in my path.
Yeah, what are you going to do
about
false things?
The falsity will reveal themselves to me as I test them over time.
That's very nice, honey.
Yeah, I think that is really nice, sweetie.
That's very nice, cutie, but, you know,
we're just other
things.
Go on.
Obviously, I think you're cute.
Yeah,
I mean, you look like me.
Get deep with it.
You look like me, and I think I'm cute.
Put it into, you know, poeticize it, please.
I think I deserve things.
Yeah.
And I
what makes you think you deserve things?
I don't know. I'm a human being, so...
You think all human beings deserve things?
Yes. That so cruel?
No, I think that's a good mentality to have. I think, you know, people deserve a place to eat, you know, housing, you know... Yeah, things to eat, I meant a place to sleep, you know, running water. Those are all really nice things to have.
And they should be miserable otherwise, I think. I think those are the only things that should be guaranteed,
what
and then
the
everything else should be really hard
about?
To deal with.
But those things, it's hard to be sad.
Everything should just be brutal. No, it's easy to be sad with all the... There are people who have a lot who are very sad.
Yeah, well, that's because they're mentally ill and they can't stop buying Funko Pops.
Well... You know, that's sometimes it's just the struggle you're given in life.
My struggle is that I cannot stop buying Funko Pops.
Yeah, you know, some people have drugs and family issues, and some people have illnesses, and some people have Funko Pops, and you don't get to choose which one.
Part of mental illness.
You don't get to choose which one you have.
Yeah. No,
well, it could
pick the rare ones, obviously.
The rare Funko Pops or the rare illnesses.
The rare Funko Pops, the rare illnesses only if they keep giving me experimental shit, like, being a guinea pig low-key, it's kind of fire, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd feel that way. I don't know if I'd feel that way.
Yeah, you have this disease, it's called being dope as fuck.
It's
we
terminal.
Keep giving treatment, but I'm afraid it might be terminal.
I kind of want a soda.
Yeah, you kind of want a soda, what kind of soda? Pretty big. I mean, there's a whole store, apparently.
Yeah, there's several.
These kinds of
there's
things,
several
so,
stores.
Yeah, well, there's a whole store, so really get imaginative with it.
All right, I gotta think,
Do you want whipped cream on it? Like, one of those, like, app-friendlies that, like, give you, like, whipped cream and, like, a cherry on, like, a blue soda?
That's kind of fire, though. Yeah. Like, I want that.
Because it is a dessert. It is a dessert. So it's a dessert. It's got dessert properties.
Yeah, I mean, it's sweet.
People chug it down like it means nothing, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. You're like, people are like, oh, a milkshake and a burger, that's greedy. Like, no, a soda and a burger is the same thing, basically. Greedy, except, you know, for the lactose intolerant.
One of them has dairy, so you feel guilt because, you know, like, I don't know.
The cows made you sad. The
sacrifice, yeah.
Yeah, it's blood sacrifice that I made for you so you could drink this milkshake.
Yeah, people will be like, oh, there's blood in milk or something, and it's like, there's blood in a lot of shit, you know?
Is there really blood in milk?
I don't think so.
I really doubt that.
I mean, you know, I think I would see
Wouldn't it be a different color? Okay,
I think it would be pink. It's like, maybe it's a strawberry milk, it's sort of the pink cows.
Hey, you know, whatever works.
The pink bleeding cows.
The pink bleeding cows.
They're pink cows because they're women.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, not all cows are women.
Gay rights.
Gay rights. The white cows are just bulls that are faking it.
Yeah, they're fakers.
Yeah, they're not really about that milk production.
Yeah, if they were, then they would get on it and they would start producing milk for us.
I mean, I think they do.
They could have a milk store.
There should be a store with all types of milks.
Yeah, there should. And, like, they could have banana milk there.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberry milk. The melon milk they have as well.
We need more kinds of milk, though. What's cherry milk?
I'm sure that could exist. I mean, what about that place near UConn that has, like, all the...
Oh, they have a few types of milk, sure.
They have, like, the Irish cream milk and the red velvet milk and...
Yeah.
They could just do stuff like that.
Yeah, the cow creamery, I think it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember we were drinking those up? That was cool.
Yeah, that was sick.
Who gets to say they got to slurp down some, you know, flavored milks? I just, you know, but the lactose intolerance is the major problem, I think. You know, more people are than we really believe.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I am in a sense. We are in a sense. But, you know, who's stopping us?
Nobody's stopping us.
You never did answer my soda question.
What's your soda question?
What flavor?
What soda do I want?
Yeah. You can invent one if you're craving a specific flavor that does not exist. Or, like, a recalled flavor, like a Shaq soda.
Shaq soda, obviously, if I had any choice in the world.
What flavor Shaq soda? Is it the orange, the strawberry, the grape?
There's the cream. There's also the blueberry.
Strawberry and cream. The blueberry.
Pretty sure there was a blueberry soda.
Oh, okay. Okay, you want that one?
I want the cream one.
Oh, okay.
I want the cream.
Well, cream soda just exists.
Yeah, but it's not the same as cream Shaq soda.
Yeah, I guess not. Because there's not an athlete on it.
No, it doesn't taste the same.
Yeah.
It's not as good.
No, because he was there. That makes sense.
I'm obsessed with Shaq soda.
I mean, it doesn't exist anymore, I think, right?
Yeah, but you can still be obsessed with something that doesn't exist. People are obsessed with the Roman Empire. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, well, it does.
Not really.
For me, it does.
Italians don't own anything anymore.
Yeah, they do. They own pizza. No, that's not even true.
They don't even
So what were you saying about the soda? You want cream? You want a cream soda?
I guess I do.
Is that what you're feeling for today? Because I wouldn't pick that.
Yeah, that's what I would pick for today.
Yeah, I wouldn't have chose that.
Yeah, well...
You didn't answer, so you know...
I didn't ask you the question.
It's not the one that I would have chose. So.
That's crazy. That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna ask you. I'm not gonna ask you.
Yeah, well, I didn't fucking expect you to ask me. You know?
Yeah, well,
that's far too gentlemanly.
Yeah, well, yeah. I wasn't gonna ask you which soda you wanted.
Yeah, I never believed that you were gonna.
Yeah, so that's perfect that we're on the same page here.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I'm glad we agree.
You're, you know, craving a sweet. What a nighttime activity it is.
Yeah, it seriously is. What is about nighttime makes us crave sweets?
I think because it's soothing.
Yeah, it helps you.
It's like being stroked by, like, you know. You know, I hate that I chose that word, but now I have to. But it's like, you know, like when you stroke a cat, like being patted.
Yeah, it's
by a figure.
Self-pacifying. Everything's self-pacifying, really. I've been thinking about that lately. Like, everything's just to pacify yourself.
Yeah. It's sucking on both of my thumbs.
Just everything you have to do to live is self-pacifying. Drinking water, eating. It's all to make you feel better.
Yeah, about horrible. What?
I don't know. About whatever ails you.
About because the everyone lack of has problems.
Maybe the lack of control, yeah.
Or the fact that you know you're going to die.
I don't really care about that fact.
I don't think I really give a shit either because it's like, I've never been there.
I don't give a. Like, when I die, because it's, like, whatever.
Yeah, like, I won't be there.
I won't be there, and it's also, like, not my business.
It's not your business what happens.
Yeah, it's not my business in general. Like, I don't care. Like, who's to say it's better or worse than this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that, you know, there's some things I probably would miss. But, you know, also probably things that I would learn.
You wouldn't miss anything, because you'd be dead.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, but that's you making an assumption what it's like.
I guess that's true.
You know, because, like, there could be something.
What if I don't miss anything?
What if you don't miss anything? What about me, though?
Well, I'll be dead, so I don't know.
Oh, so you won't have, like, well, actually, yeah, well, then we're going back to making assumptions about what happens.
Yeah, it's basically unidentifiable.
What do you think about, what do you think about bucket hats?
I don't like them.
I don't like them either, but I was just thinking about wearing them.
You like wearing them.
I like wearing them, but I don't like them.
You don't like the way they look.
I don't like the way they look. I'm not even sure I like the way they feel. I like the novelty of wearing it.
That's interesting.
It's almost like it's outside of my body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I know in my mind, this is, like, objectively, like, kind of wild for a girl like me to do.
Yeah.
But my body rejects it.
I see.
But I'll wear them.
Yeah, you'll wear them.
I'll wear them. I like wearing them, I think.
Yeah.
But I know they're a crime when they're on my head.
You know they're a crime.
I know they're a crime.
You love doing it even though it's a crime.
In history there are many things that are banned. This has been banned in my own palace of mind, thought, etc. But
yeah,
there's nothing like popping it on.
There's something like popping on a bucket hat.
Yes, sir.
That's fucking terrible.
What the hell? What the hell? What are you talking about?
Like, I don't know. It's just so bleak.
How is that bleak?
There's nothing like popping on a bucket hat. Like, I can think of so many things that are better than that.
Name one.
Not popping on a bucket hat.
So you couldn't even name one because you don't fucking know.
Having this conversation feels better than putting on a bucket hat.
Okay, well, name another thing. It can't be meta.
Cream soda.
Cream soda. Okay, then there we go. That's a real answer. How do you feel about cream soda versus root beer?
I like both.
You like both?
Yeah.
Or do you love them the same?
Depends. I feel like most root beer is better than most cream soda, but if there's really good cream soda, it's better than root beer.
I agree with that, but what's a really good cream soda?
I don't know. I'm not like that.
That's
into
fucked
it.
Up. Because it's like you're taking a chance.
Yeah.
Every time you're trying it, you're taking a chance.
Oh, I know, yeah. And it can
and
be really bad.
It will be better than root beer when that's just a solid, stable option, you know?
Yeah. What you gotta do in life.
It's kind of like getting married, you know, like for like love or like, you know, like, or this.
Stability.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, never get married for stability because nothing's guaranteed, so that's just a pointless thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why, you know, you should only date women who throw dishes at you.
That's crazy. I don't think I've ever dated a woman who's thrown a dish at me.
Oh, okay.
Straight up.
That's good.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I just don't think you would find yourself in that situation.
I don't even know. I mean, I would just be like, hey, that goes in the sink. You know, I would be like, that doesn't go in the air.
Yeah.
It goes in the sink. By the way, I would correct her so she knew that it goes in the sink.
Yeah, I would be like, hey, can you toss that? You actually toss that? And it's a lot gentler than that.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, you're not actually supposed to toss that. You're supposed to, like, put it in the sink like that and then wash it later or now, I guess, if you want.
You should, yeah, you know. And then what if she hits you in the back of the head and you, like, feel like you're losing brain cells?
Well, then, you know, we're fighting. I don't know. I mean,
We're fighting?
I'm putting on my boxing gloves so I don't fucking kill her.
We're fighting. Yeah, it's true.
We're fighting.
We are all doing that.
We're fighting. I don't know. Like, you throw a dish at me, it's war. I don't... Like, am I supposed to be like, oh, thank you?
No, it is kind of a PvP zone.
Yeah, if it's a PvP zone, then yeah. But, like, if she throws a dish at me and I'm like, hey, you know, you're not actually supposed to do it.
I think
like
I'm a man of peace, so I would
then
just...
She'd be like, oh, thank you, Angie, for telling me that. I had no idea. And then she would be, like, so sweet and stuff.
I'm a man of peace. I would put my hand up and I'd say, stop. Stop it. Stop the war, you know.
Yeah.
Stop the violence. You know, and she would be moved by my, you know, my peacekeeping skills.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a man of peace.
You're a man of
put that down. You know, we can talk. Let's start a dialogue.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. You know, we could start two dialogues.
About dishes?
About dishes, about peace. We could start a whole seminar series.
We could have a whole soda store full of dialogue.
Oh my god. Well, that would just be a store. You don't need
a
to insert
a store of dialogue.
You don't need to insert soda into it because that means
well, I just
fucking
want some
nothing.
I want soda. Have you ever considered that? I
want,
soda. Yeah, have you considered that?
Do you like that Azalea Banks song? Soda, soda. No. Okay.
I don't even know if I've heard it.
Oh, it's called Soda.
Yeah, never heard
it's
of
it. It's on Broke with Expensive Taste. It's a classic.
Yeah, I'm not really, I don't know. I don't really know that one.
I think I sing it poorly enough that it wouldn't, like, no one would ever...
Copyright us?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's gonna copy
not
us.
That she's coming through.
Yeah, she's tuning in.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, shout out to that. I was just thinking, like...
I really want a soda, man.
You really want a soda?
Yeah.
I wish that there were beer that were more like soda.
There's not your father's root beer.
Yeah, well, because I don't want them to involve my father, because I would rather have his root beer, because I have a really good relationship with my dad.
This is true.
So it would feel... I would actually feel better if it were his...
I like when I used to go viral on TikTok and people would be like, I can tell, people would like post like, oh, you probably don't talk to your dad or something because I'm gay. And it's like really funny because it's like, I only talk to my dad, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one guy that I talk to. If we're talking to guys, he's the guy I'm talking to.
Yeah, no, like, that's crazy. I love my dad so much that I inherited a lot of his traits.
I love my dad so much that I took 50% of his DNA.
Yeah. We chill.
We ball.
You would be like, what's up, you know?
Yeah, you know.
I know. Something.
You know, and we both know.
Yeah, we are well aware.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, damn. You know.
Oh, I know.
Miss that guy.
Oh, we know.
Just, you know.
Oh.
He's not dead or anything. He's just
I know.
Puerto Rico.
Aren't we all in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I wish I were again. I was just there.
I was just in California. I don't know if you ever heard that.
Yeah, you said we.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever discussed that.
We spent like 10 minutes.
We did not spend 10 minutes.
We did not spend 10 minutes, but we did talk about soda a fucking lot.
Because I want soda.
I know. I know that you want soda.
I'm gonna end this.
You're gonna end this?
We're gonna have another episode soon.
Yeah, well, we'll be back.
But right now, I really need
some
soda.
Yeah, we're trying to be consistent weekly, you know.
Yeah. So for all of you who tune in,
all my sweeties.
All the lovely people out there.
Tune in.
Yeah.
Pump up the volume.
All right. See you next time. Don't forget to like and subscribe or whatever people do. All right. Bye. Or whatever.
Bye. Bye.